Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and sermon are from the Jazz Noel service on Sunday, December 10th, 2017.
First reading is from Isaiah 40, 1 through 11. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her welfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. The uneven ground shall be level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry, and I shall, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass. All its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows on it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our Lord will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength. O Jerusalem, herald of good news, lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judea, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from 2 Peter. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that the Lord that with the Lord one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be lives in holiness and godliness, waiting for a hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn, but according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth with, in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way? The voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." This is the gospel of our Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and from our Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey! Only 2 weeks until Christmas. Who needs more time? Do you have enough time? Well, I'm going to tell you something, I don't. On this Monday morning, I will sit down and make a list of all that needs to be done during the upcoming week. And then I'm going to prioritize as best as I can. Everything I do is important, but some things are more important than others. The comfort and peace of Christ needs to be brought to those members who are grieving. Sermons need to be written, particularly during this time of year. Services planned and lessons prepared. Meetings require my attention and attendance. Too many meetings. Communion still needs to be served to our shut-in members. The sick still need visiting. You see, sin and sickness does not take a Christmas vacation. And I also have a family of my own who needs my love and personal attention as well. So quite often, things like pursuing some new project, attending a pastoral conference, I've had a brother that's been on my back about that, planning ahead for the coming year, or just doing some Christmas shopping, just have to wait. And admittedly, even things like sleep and lunch and taking a day off sometimes take a back seat when that time well begins to run dry. I guess all I'm trying to say in my long and winded way is there's just not enough time. My friends, wouldn't you agree? We all have so very much on our plates. And then, of course, there are those other times in our lives when we want time to fly. You know, as much as we complain about never having enough time, isn't it true that sometimes time can just drag on? We look at that clock and it's just not moving. Perhaps you're doing that now as I preach. Sometimes a day is like 1,000 years to us as well. You know, nobody likes to wait patiently for anything at all, whether it be good or bad. We want life to happen on our schedule, and we want things our way right now. And most sadly of all, this is especially true when it comes to matters of faith. The Bible tells us that patience is a God-given virtue. But let's admit it, shall we? Who wants to be patient? We want our blessings. We want them right now. We want what is ours right now. And of course, when someone offends us, we want justice right now. God, give them what they deserve. Give it to them swiftly. But then again, these things don't typically happen, do they? At least not according to our own schedules. How often have we looked up to heaven and made our frustration knowing to God, hey, what's the deal down here? You never give me enough time, but I never complain. And yet when I ask you for some simple favor, nothing ever happens. Are you hearing me down here? This is killing me. You let me suffer day after day after day. And then I see that guy down the block, that unrepentant jerk. And you let him off the hook time and time again. And then you even bless him. I see it. God, is this any way to treat me at all? You know, is it any wonder that faithful church attendance often takes a hit when our lives take a hit? And why is that? Our relying on God's will and his time schedule just doesn't sit very well with us. That's the problem. We tend to do most of the talking, leading and guiding in our lives. We look at life's situations and circumstances through our own understanding rather than turning to God's gift of faith to us. You see, we like it. As a matter of fact, we want it. We want everything to conform to us, including God's word and will, rather than letting that word and will guide us and conform us to him. We're impatient people. And that's why the Apostle Peter writes, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. My friends, God is not slow at all. In fact, he has already fulfilled his promise to you. But what God has promised to you has nothing to do with the riches or fame or good health or the easy life that your flesh may crave. What God promises to you, to us all, is a cross. the life-saving, life-giving cross of his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the promise of God. For as the Apostle Paul writes, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all deserve eternal punishment for their sins. That's the wage of sin. Sadly, a wage that every man, woman, and child have earned for themselves. And yet, God promises us eternal life, and he has given his Son to earn it for us in his death and resurrection. And again, as the Apostle Paul writes to the Romans and to us, all are justified by God's grace as a free gift through the redemption that is ours in Christ Jesus. And this is where a faithful understanding of God's time and will becomes so very important to us. Because God is not slow in keeping his promise. He's not slow. He's patient. He waits. Now, many of us might ask, why? Well, because God doesn't want anyone to die and suffer eternally. God wants everyone to come to the life and salvation that is found in the cross of his Son. All he desires is that everyone believes and repents of their sins. How patient is God? God waits, and he waits and waits and waits. He waits for us and for all mankind to repent and to turn back to him. It's all about patience. And therefore, you must be patient as well. For just as God patiently bears with you, and just as his Son bore the cross for you, you are expected to bear a cross in his name. It's been said so many times. Being a Christian doesn't mean that life is easy. We all bear crosses. Now let's admit it, shall we? We all want those crosses gone. Nobody wants to suffer. We don't. And so often when we do, we lament. And we cry out to God. And sometimes we try to bargain with God. Hey, God, if you help me out here, I promise that I will do this, that, and the other thing for you. And then we wait and we wait and nothing happens. So we reason to ourselves that God is angry with us and that we need to step it up some more. Or we think that God didn't hear us so that our prayer goes unanswered. Here's the deal, my friends. God is not looking for a deal. The deal's already been done in Christ. Jesus himself said, it is finished. It's done. God wants you to repent of your sins. He wants you to turn to the life and faith in the cross of Christ. He wants you to turn and walk in our Lord's marvelous light. And that is why God is so patient with you. That's also why it's so sad when we cry out, Lord, have mercy on me. Only when things have gone sour in our lives or when we've been hurt by someone. And it is then that God's patience truly becomes an issue with us. Again, let's be honest, shall we? We want our retribution. And just like the apostles James and John, we want to call down God's fiery wrath upon those people who have hurt us. And sometimes we have, haven't we? Have you ever told someone to go to hell? We, of little faith, cannot God show the same patience to the one who causes you grief that he has so often shown to you? Does God's patient and unconditional mercy apply only to you? What if God wasn't patient and merciful? What if God treated you the very same way you treat one another? What if God struck you down the very moment you sinned and turned away from him? Praise God that he does not deal with you and me the way we deal with one another. And that's why we have this important season called Advent, to help reorient us back to the cross of our Lord. There we see our need. There we see it fulfilled. And there we see the abundance of God's mercy for us. These days and weeks that lead up to Christmas remind us all of the comforting, loving, and unconditional patience of God. The patience that he shows to you and me and all of mankind before he finally says, "Time's up." Do you realize that your Heavenly Father gives you good gifts each and every day? Every day he gives you the gifts of time and patience. And while we live and breathe, God gives us all the time to repent and to turn back to the sure and certain promise of life eternal, a promise fulfilled for us in the cross of our Lord. God so patiently grants us the gift of time so that others may see and behold Christ through us and turn to him and live. And my friends, this is what we must do. We must do it right now while time still remains. You know, if you think people are just going to wander in here from off the streets and take a seat in one of the pews, you're wrong. That's not going to happen. And if you're waiting for some loved one to get their head together all on their own and suddenly to return to church and become a good Christian, you're in for a very long wait. The light and life of Jesus Christ is required to bring light and light to the lost and wandering among us. And that light and life must be fully witnessed through us. Our words, our deeds, and our dealings must present and reflect Christ to others in our own daily lives. Others are brought to saving and repentant faith through us, through you and me. And that's why Jesus calls upon all of us to set the good and faithful example. Now, suffice to say, we're not perfect. That's why we're here. That's why we repent. We repent and turn back to Christ alone for forgiveness. We hold on to the promise of God's grace alone, which he freely gives us because of the death and resurrection of Christ. So in other words, we forgive because we are continually and patiently forgiven. And we love because we are continually and patiently loved. Please remember that. And may God's patience, mercy, and love be with you. May it remain with you, and may it be witnessed in you throughout the days of this holy season and all the days with which God sees fit to bless you in service to him and to all his beloved children, the children for which he died, so that all may believe, repent, and have life in him, just as you have life in his name. In his name, amen.
Amen.
And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.